Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up. A few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, I'm here at the observatory, This is the South African Astronomical Observatory, and I'm visiting the new visitor centre, and I'm here with Pran Govender, who is the public outreach officer. He's going to tell me all about it and how you, the Fine Music Radio listeners, can enjoy a wonderful tour here as well. It's the most wonderful, fantastic site. I love this place. Pran, how are you doing?
I'm good, Ketchel. I hope all your listeners are doing well as well. And thank you so much for coming for a tour at the South African Astronomical Observatory. It's great to have you here. And hopefully, very soon, we'll be seeing all of your listeners as well.
I would very much hope so. And now, the listeners might be used to me talking about the open nights, or they might know about them. They're still going, aren't they?
Yes, the open nights are continuing at the South African Astronomical Observatory. And they are still incredibly popular. So in addition to the open nights, we did note, due to the demand that we have been receiving from the public, we've decided to expand on this and even include new additions to the observatory, such as the visitor center,
which is where we are sitting in front of right now. And it's a new building. And well, it used to be the old pump house. Is that right?
Yes, correct. So that is as far as the history is concerned. And it used to originally be used to put out fires, pumping in water. But if you come in for a tour, you'll see the almost 360-degree change that we've given this very, very old pump house, making it accessible to the public, as well as showing off some incredible astronomy and indigenous astronomy as well.
It looks absolutely gorgeous, and there's all kinds of things to see in there, which I'm going to do a second radio show about. But for now, Pran's going to tell us how the public can actually get to see this and enjoy it.
So very quickly, if you follow us on any of our social media pages, which include Facebook, Instagram, or X, Twitter, previously called, you will find we constantly post about the open nights and the new addition, which is the NRF SAO private night tours, as well as the day tours, which we now offer as well. And you can follow the links and make a booking on our webpage.
Okay, and so can the public come at any time?
So if you follow our links, we generally open it up on specific days in the week, but it also depends on public demand. It will depend on the time of year and if we have any other bookings as well. So the best thing to do is always go to the website. That's what I would recommend. And it will give you a full list of what has been programmed for the month. And you can book any tour that you'd like for that month.
And that's saao.ac.za. That's right, isn't it?
Yes, that's correct.
And I've heard some people who've been on the day tour, and they said it was absolutely fantastic because they got into various buildings with telescopes and they got a real sort of historical tour of the background to the observatory. And there really are some very interesting old telescopes here. But I particularly wanted to see this new visitor center and the all kinds of different sorts of exhibits that they have here, and sort of interactive exhibits and things hanging down from the ceiling. It's really very exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. So I don't want to give too much away. And that's because I want your listeners to actually come and meet with us here. But what we do have is coming to a scientific observatory, we wanted to actually present to everybody indigenous astronomy, right? So if you look up at the night sky, we currently have names which we're all familiar with about the constellations. But we wanted to actually take you back in time and show you what the indigenous first peoples actually called these beautiful constellations that we see today. And so when you walk into the visitor center, you're greeted by this magnificent night sky. And all it's depicting are the constellations in the original Kora constellations at the observatory, yes.
That's absolutely wonderful. Well, I really would urge visitors to come and have a look. So you go to www.saao.ac.za and book a tour. It really is fabulous. Thank you, Pran, for telling us all about it. Thanks very much.
Pleasure. Thank you for coming through, and we're hoping to see your listeners very soon.
And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies. FMR.